Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we relish the journey of seasons and sensations depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 86, written by Nakirir. Set in the Pali landscape, the poem speaks in the jubilant voice of the confidant to the lady, conveying the news of the man's return. Aravar Vali Toli மறவர் வேல் என விரிந்த கதுப்பின் தோழ பாண்டில் ஒப்பின் பகன்றி மலரும் கடும்பணி அச்சிரம் நடுங்க காந்தக கைவள் வினைவன் தயுபு சொறிந்த சுரிதக உருவின ஆகி பெரிய கோங்கம் குவிமுகை அவிழ ஈங்கை நல்தளிர் நயவர நுடுங்கும் முற்றாவேனில் முன்னி வந்தோரே. A terse little verse packed with rhythmic elements like அறவர் மறவர் சொறிந்த சுரிதக கோங்கம் ஈங்கை நல்தளிர் நயவர கோங்கம் நொடுங்கும். Learned that the word pandil refers to a type of hand lamp with a stick-like base and a bowl-like top on which the wick is lit. This poem is a visual treat blooming with not just one but two different flowers, pahandre or the rattle pod and the kongam or the buttercup. There is mention of a kaival vinayvan, meaning one who is skilled with his hands, perhaps a smith. Speaking of skilled smiths, let's move on to relish the creation of this wordsmith. The man has left the lady to complete a task with a promise that he will be back before the end of spring. Seeing him return, the confidant runs to the lady and says, "Long may your man live, with a shape like a soldier's spearhead, a silky hairy skin, and looking like a hand lamp, bloomed the pahandre flowers in late autumn. Just then, he went away and left you trembling. Now, in spring, like a golden head ornament carved by a skilled smith, blooms the big bud of the kongam flower and the young sprouts of the ingai tree dance in the breeze. He has already returned before the promised time. Indeed, he is a man of virtue." With these words, the confidant brings back cheer to the pining lady and celebrates the man who has kept his word and returned on time. Delving deeper, we unravel the intricate beauty of this little work. First is the detailed description of the pahandre flower or the rattle pod. Two similes paint the hues of this flower. One is the comparison with the soldier's spearhead. Looking at the picture of this flower, I saw that it was looking exactly like the symbol of spade in a card set. Well, fortunate that cards are the only battle weapons we are conversant with. An acute skill of observation and connection in this poet can be detected in equating the flower to the seat of a soldier's power, his spearhead. The second comparison is how the stalk and the flower look by equating it to a pandil, an ancient hand lamp with a stick-like base and a blooming bowl on which the flame rises like the pahandre flower's petal. All this description of the flower is just to say that it blooms when winter is fast approaching in the cold season of late autumn called as Munpani, spanning the months between November and January. Right, says the flowering calendar of the rattle pod, which is set to bloom in November. With a flower's bloom, the time of a lady's fade is revealed. From that past moment of last autumn, the confidant then talks about their present, which is the season of spring. A time when all life seems to be waking up from winter's slumber. She talks about the blooming big buttercups, which she sketches for us with a simile to a kind of head ornament, perhaps like an elaborate tiara or a crown, which has been crafted by a skilled goldsmith. With their splash of gold, buttercups do seem like nature's crowns in the spring. Not just the buttercups, we also have the ingai or the twisted acacia budding into sprouts too. All this is said to happen between the months of February and April, which coincides with the spring or the ilavenil. The confidant says that the man has returned in the promised time. Just like springtime flowers, the lady's pallor will disappear and good health will bloom, implies the confidant. A skillful metaphor to induce joy and confidence in the lady. A man has kept his word. He is back when he promised he would be. Instead of brushing it away as something insignificant, here the confidant celebrates it. She showers praise on the man for just doing what he said he would. And yet, we sense the joy and positivity that spreads like the sight of a flower at the end of winter's long night. Perhaps a cue for us to focus on and celebrate those tiny, taken for granted positive events that bloom in our lives. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandanikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.